A pretty remarkable game, and one you could easily have won at the end there.
I'm just saying there, we've had two good chances in the last kicks of the game to get 3 points. But credit to the players. It's amazing this game. We come in after the Forest game and it felt like a defeat because we've given a 3-1 lead away. And within, well, few days, suddenly it's turned around again. I said to the players, we can't, we're still gifting goals away. The first goal was an embarrassing goal to give away. And then a free man in the box when a cross is coming in. So we're always chasing. Half time, I just said to the players, roll your sleeves up, have a go. I'll be making changes. And I was just going to get forwards on and just go for it. We had to change the shape slightly. I just went three at the back. And I think the shape was something like 3-1, 3-1-6, something like that. Yeah. And then when we broke there at the end, I think it's dropped to Hattie first and then maybe Kieran Lavery. So it'd have been nice to have got the 3 points, but at half-time, if you'd said to me 3-3 finish, I'd have probably snapped your hand off.
It was a really open game, wasn't it? And you just never stopped going to try and get that equaliser.
Well, I said to the players, there's 45 minutes to put it right. We were disappointed. We came in, Blackburn hadn't played well. All they did was play to their strengths and force mistakes out of us, and we got punished for the mistakes. We couldn't get a break in the box in the first half. I think Hattie's had a good chance. I think Mikhail's had a good chance as well. But you said you've got to keep believing and keep trying and give everything for the cause. Push yourself to exhaustion, which they have done. I'm just pleased for Hattie. Hattie's got his two goals. He deserved it for his effort and his commitment as well.
He's becoming a bit of a cult hero, isn't he, Hattie Nuiyu? I mean, you can see he's got that connection with I don't think all the fans are necessarily convinced quite yet, but if he keeps scoring goals, he certainly will be, won't he?
Well, your centre forwards are always judged on goals, and Jordan Rhodes there today is Johnny on the spot, isn't it? Two of my lads, nobody takes charge, and it drops to him, and he goes around Kirky. Hattie, his effort, his commitment, his loyalty, his dedication to his game, and he hasn't had a break. Maybe he got that break today. But I still think he should have got a hat-trick with his chance at the end there as well.
It means something to him as well. I mean, he's very into this, isn't he? I mean, he's a very passionate player, as you talked about there, very committed as well. And he does deserve to sort of get that reward, I think, sometimes. He's only got six goals, could have had more, but he does put a lot in for the team, doesn't he?
Well, the first box you should tick is hard work, in which Hattie does tick that one. Yes, he's not lightning quick or anything, but the more we can keep him between the posts and the more we can get the ball between the posts. But he's got to realise is that that's where he's going to get the majority of his goals, and today that he's in the right place at the right time. But he's only 24. He's just a young man. He's still learning what the British game is like. So, no, it was an all round team performance in the second half that got us back into the game.
How frustrating are the goals that you are conceding? You touched on it a moment ago. A lot of you have conceded quite a few goals in the last four games, and most of them were avoidable.
Yeah, like I say, Players are human beings and they will make mistakes, but unfortunately we seem to be making the same mistake. And then when we're getting a little bit tired with our giving a sloppy free kick away, which is allowing a free ball into the box, and we're not touch tight enough. But if you'd said to me like at half time, if anything, I wanted a response from the players. I wanted the fans to go home and say, look. Win, lose, or draw, the players have had a go. And today, this afternoon, nobody can point a finger at any player.
How much is it the constant chopping and changing that you're going to have to do at the back? When you have the injuries that you've had to make constant changes to that back five. That's going to have an impact, isn't it?
It is, but I don't want to make any excuses. They're employed by Sheffield Wednesday, the professional footballers. What they've got to do is gel together quickly. Like you say, I'd rather have a settled back four and a keeper. But unfortunately, that's not happened. But I can't grumble and can't moan about it. We've got to get on with it. But what the players have to do is realise that we just need to cut out these stupid mistakes because we might be making these mistakes early on in the season and got away with it. But today, we didn't get away with it. And at Forest, we didn't get away with it as well.
Good to have Onyewu back. You mentioned the other day that he may have a late fitness test. There was an outside chance of him being involved, and you did have him today, didn't you?
Well, we were a bit concerned because they've got a big boy up front who's a handful. He's a focal point for them. And Blackburn play it long and then compete for the second ball, and they play for the football from there. And that's the way they want to play it. That's entirely up to Blackburn. So I just wanted Gooch back in the team because he's a physical presence. We had Sam Hutchison front screening. But still, the boy caused it a little bit of a problem. But Gooch, I thought probably Gooch was probably one of our better players today. But I've just got to give all the players the credit. The subs came on and had an impact. I've made changes just to get as many forwards on and just to cause them a problem. And I wish I was sat here talking about the 3 points because I just could see them two chances we had at the death there just didn't happen for us. And I think their keeper played very, very well. I don't think Kirk's had a save to make, and suddenly he's picked the ball up 3 times out the net.
50 points you've got there now. How satisfying is that?
It's satisfying, but I'll probably when I look at the league table, maybe a little bit later on. It is satisfying, but we're at home and we've dropped 2 points at home, which and after the Watford performance as well, we're conceding far too many goals, but we're scoring goals, which is encouraging. 3 goals at Forest and 3 today. I just can't work this game out at times because it's the same sort of feel. They'll have the same sort of feeling in their dressing room like we did last week.
I sense, looking at your expression there, you feel, oh, we could have easily have had 50 points, a while ago now, and it's almost a bit of frustration there. But if I'd have said to you when you took the job, for example, you'd be at 50 points at the start of April, you'd have snatched my hand off, wouldn't you?
Well, that'd have just been very, very boring, and just said it was one game at a time, and we start with a point. We don't want to lose the point, but I want to go for 3. And but we're at the business end when everything's we just want to shoot up the table as high as possible. And I've just got to give my players credit today because they're absolutely shattered. They've run themselves into the ground, and they've deserved a day off tomorrow. But we're back in work on Monday.